Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 11, Jesus, Revelation 19:16. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. End of verse. This book is written primarily for followers of Jesus. Jesus is central to our faith. In Chapter 2, we looked at some of the more important scriptures about who Jesus is, showing that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and Lord of all. He was in the form of God before his life on earth, and by him all things were created. It is important that we have a clear understanding of Jesus so that we will not be deceived. Jesus himself warned us in Matthew 24, 4-5, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray." End of verses. Let's look at some more key points about Jesus. Much of the following list is adapted from some of the creeds of early believers. Here is a clarification by the narrator. The following list has 13 brief statements about Jesus, along with about 80 verse references. If read straight through with all the verse references tend to be overwhelming. To avoid that problem, I will initially read the list without the verse references, then, at the end of the chapter, I will reread the list and include all the verse references. That way, you, the listener, have the option of listening to all the references or skipping over them and going on to the next chapter. Here now is the list without verse references. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Lord of all. All things were made through him. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He performed many miracles. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, he died, and was buried. He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into heaven. He is exalted at the right hand of God. He will come again with glory. He will judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. End of list. We should especially note that when Jesus comes again, it will be obvious to all. As Jesus himself clarified in Matthew 24, 26-27. So if they say to you, "Look, he is in the wilderness," do not go out. If they say, "Look, he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. End of verses. For further reflection, look up some of the referenced verses to better understand each point and to verify whether or not Scripture actually supports each of the above points. Read one or more accounts of Jesus' life in the Bible, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Here is another clarification by the narrator. I will now read the list of 13 points about Jesus again, this time with all the verse references included. To skip over this list and go to the next chapter, forward the audio ahead about 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Here is the list again, with each item called out as a bullet point, and with verse references included. Bullet point: Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Lord of all. See Chapter 2, Matthew 16, 13-17, Mark 1, 1 and 8, 27-30, Luke 1, 35, John 11, 25-27 and 20, 26-31, 1 John 5, 5, Acts 10, 36, Romans 10, 8-13, 1 Corinthians 12, 3, Revelation 17, 14 and 19, 11-16. Bullet point: all things were made through him. See John 1, 3 and 1, 10, 1 Corinthians 8, 6, Colossians 1, 15-16, and Hebrews 1, 1-2. Bullet point: he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. See Matthew 1, 18-25, Luke 1, 30-35, and Philippians 2, 5-8. Bullet point: he was born of the Virgin Mary. See Isaiah 7, 14, Matthew 1, 18-25, Luke 1, 30-35, and 2, 1-7. Bullet point: he performed many miracles throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Bullet point: He suffered under Pontius Pilate. See Matthew 27:11-31, Mark 15:1-20, Luke 23:1-25, and John 18:28-19:16. Bullet point. He was crucified, he died, and was buried. See chapter 4, Matthew 27:32-61, Mark 15:21-47, Luke 23:26-56, John 19:17-42, and 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Bullet point. He rose from the dead on the third day. See chapter 5, Matthew 28:1-10, Mark 16:1-14, Luke 24:1-12, John 20:1-23, and 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Bullet point. He ascended into heaven. See Mark 16:19, Luke 24:50-53, and Acts 1:1-11. Bullet point. He is exalted at the right hand of God. See Mark 16:19, Luke 22:69, Acts 2:33, 5:31, and 7:55-56, Romans 8:34, Colossians 3:1, Hebrews 1:3, 8:1, 10:12, and 12:2. Bullet point. He will come again with glory. See Matthew 16:27, 24:30, 25:31, and 26:64, Mark 8:38, 13:26, and 14:62, Luke 9:26 and 21:27, Acts 1:11, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-8, Revelation 3:11, 22:7, 22:12, and 22:20. Bullet point. He will judge the living and the dead. See chapter 14, Matthew 25:31-46, John 5:21-30, Acts 17:29-31, Romans 2:16, 2 Timothy 4:1-2, and Revelation 20:11-15. Bullet point. His kingdom will have no end. See Isaiah 9:6-7, Daniel 7:13-14, Luke 1:31-33, Hebrews 1:8, and Revelation 5:13, 11:15, and 22:3-5. End of bullet points.